Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the countdown is on to the NFL Draft, and we bring in the person who's with us all year long on Tuesdays at 10. She is Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and right now she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
Hi, Mary Kay.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're ready to draft.
We are hanging in.
Let's go.
Yes.
Yep, Jeff's all I think fired we're up. All ready. It won't be long now. Ready to figure out what's going on at number 10 overall, and especially on Thursday night. It should be exciting.
Yeah, Jeff is actually wearing shoulder pads and has eye black on right now. He's ready to go.
I am.
That's
Mary
how
Kay.
Excited he is for the draft at this point. So, Mary Kay, as we sit here, you know, 2 days away, what do you think will happen to the Cleveland Browns in the first round? Do you think they'll stay at 10, try to move up, try to move back, and who do you think they would like to select?
Well, obviously, we all know they're looking very seriously at all the tackles in the draft. We've also long known that they are have explored, as I reported way back sometime in March, that they had explored a trade for Trent Williams. That is still an option, always has been an option. That's never come off the table. And we've been writing about that, talking about that ad nauseum. So that's still something to watch. And I think it will come down to what is going on with those first nine picks in the draft. If a left tackle that they want, you know, say they have two circled, that these are the two guys that we want. If one of those guys isn't going to be there for them, then I think they will turn their sights to Trent Williams and maybe see if they can't work something out. So I think that could come up on draft night. If they do trade for Trent, that gives them an opportunity. That gives them some options with number 10 overall, whether to keep it, trade it down. I think it makes a trade down a little bit more likely. Pick up a few extra picks, maybe use one of those picks to trade for him. So there are definitely some options there.
Mary Kay, I have two offensive line questions for you. Number one, if Mekhi Becton is the guy that the Browns have circled that they would really like to have in at the number 10 spot, is a flag on his drug test enough to make them change their thinking there?
You know, I'm going to say no on that. From most of the people that I've talked to, people are not overly concerned about the flagged drug test. We don't know what it is, but we do know one thing in general about the NFL, that teams are not worried anymore about players smoking marijuana. And the league is changing the tide on that as well. So if teams come to find out that it is, and that's why he had the flagged test, nobody's going to care about that. It's not going to ding him and move him down teams' draft boards. It's becoming accepted. It's becoming legalized in many states. And that's not going to hurt him from what I understand.
The other part of this, we keep hearing like crazy, and I think everybody seems to be saying this. Boy, Tristan Wirfs is going to be a Hall of Fame caliber guard. But you can play him at left tackle. With that thought out there, does he come off your board, Mary Kay? Or if you're Andrew Berry, do you think, you know, I could use a right guard, and if I could get a Hall of Fame caliber guy, I could take him and play him at right guard and find my left tackle elsewhere?
Well, I talked to Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz at length about Tristan Wirfs. He absolutely would start him at left tackle in the NFL, and he knows. I mean, he knows, obviously, the position. He coached it in the NFL. So he would not hesitate to do that whatsoever. So I would take his word over most other people. He knows Tristan as well as anyone. He knows the NFL. and I would not be wasting Tristan Wirfs at guard.
He liked him at tackle more than at guard then.
He can play. He said he can play anything.
Okay.
He says he would destroy people if he were a guard, but he would actually play him, start him at left tackle because it's so hard to find a good left tackle. And the only reason why he played him on the right side is because he was next up in the pecking order after a redshirt freshman moved into the left tackle spot. And he easily slid over and played some left tackle in 2019. And he says there's just no way that he wouldn't easily make a great left tackle.
He's a really intriguing guy, Mary Kay. And that's interesting to hear what Kirk Ferentz said about it.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I mean, again, when you talk to Kirk Ferentz, he's pumping a lot of first-round offensive line talent into the NFL. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's seeing. He's coached this guy. He knows what it takes to play left tackle. I mean, out of anybody that you could talk to, he's somebody that you can really put a lot of stock into that.
Mary Kay, what are your thoughts on Trent Williams today? And could he be a member of the Browns on Thursday night?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a possibility. And you guys know we've been talking about this all the way through. I've been talking about it a lot, writing about it a lot, on saying it on podcasts and things like that. He's never stopped being a possibility for the Browns. It's always been something that kind of went onto the back burner until you kind of find out what happens in the draft. It's not like it went away. It just kind of gets pushed out until you see who's there on draft night. And that's what happens with these situations. So, you know, if their number one guy is there at number 10, chances are they'll take that guy. But if he's not, and, you know, then you go on to plan B. So I can't say, and they can't say, if they're going to end up with Trent Williams yet or if they would even need to. But, again, it's in their back pocket if they need to go to that option.
Mary Kay, this draft appears to be way too good at wide receiver for the Browns not to take a wide receiver somewhere I would think in the upper part of the draft, even with Odell and Jarvis. A, would you agree with that? And B, where would you jump if you were the Browns and take a wide receiver? Would you go as early as the second round or would you hold off?
Well, I think the draft is deep enough that you would probably have a player ranked in the third round just as high as you might in the second round or not far behind. So you can still get a really good starter in the third round wide receiver in this draft. I don't think you need to take one with your second round pick. I think you can do something else with that pick. I've talked about maybe a pass rusher there, or again, maybe that becomes a trade fodder. But, no, I don't think you have to go wide receiver at number two, but you might start looking at one with one of the third-round picks.
Mary Kay, as we've listened to Andrew Berry, you know, twice in the last 24 hours. He was on the network show last night as well, and then what we heard last week. What's your biggest takeaway about the way he's approaching this draft, and what could give us some insight into what he might do even beyond the first round?
Well, I think one of the things that he's trying to hammer home is everyone has him really locked into taking a left tackle at number 10 overall. People expect it. People want it. People seem like they're going to be disappointed if that doesn't happen. I think he's trying to manage expectations and say it might go that way. It might not go that way. So don't pigeonhole us into taking that right there at that moment. If we don't do it, we have a plan and we have a reason. So I think that's the biggest message that he's been trying to get across. Now, will they probably end up taking a left tackle at number 10? You know, the chances are good, but their guy has to be there. They probably don't have those four tackles ranked all equally. And if their guy isn't there, you know, they could turn down. I think he doesn't want people to, have the wind be out of the sails if they decide to trade back and maybe draft an Ezra Cleveland or something like that. So I think he's trying to say, you know, just let this thing play out and don't lock us into your favorite tackle at number 10.
The way that Andrew Berry put this thing together, and we were just talking about an article that was written that said, you know, you build your team through free agency, you fill those holes, you fill the needs, and then you draft the best player available. Mary Kay, that looks exactly what Andrew Berry has done here so far. And it makes me really intrigued to see what he does coming up on draft night. Do you expect him to be the kind of guy who goes by his board? Or do you expect him to be the kind of guy who bounces all over looking for a specific player because, you know, he might fit the board, so we're gonna make the move to go get this guy? Do you have any feel for what you're thinking he's going to do in the draft based on what he did in free agency?
You know what? I think these guys are smart enough to know that you cannot draft for need. And you're right. They filled holes in free agency so that they could stay true to their board and let the draft come to them and take the best player that is on that board when their number is called, or try to trade up and grab somebody or trade back or whatever the case may be. But they are not going to be drafting for need, because that's the quickest way to lose football games, to lose your job in the NFL. You need to draft impact players wherever and whenever you can get them. You need to use your draft as capital to go up and get those kinds of players. You need to be aggressive, and I think Andrew will be all of those things.
Well, Mary Kay, Andrew said yesterday he expected, you know, that there could be some, you know, a lot of trades going on the first night, or at least some action, I should say, going on for the first round. What are your thoughts on that? And you know, what we had heard about yesterday's, you know, trial run on this, you know, doing the virtual draft as well. So, are you expecting glitches? Are you expecting? I thought it was good that the league came out and said, look, if there's a technical issue, we will stop the clock.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, they're going to have to give everybody a little bit of leeway, and they will. And I think it's great that they are smart enough to go through a few mock drafts to make sure that they're going to get this right. Obviously, when you're dealing with this many people, this many teams, you're going to have to work out some of the glitches. So I think by Thursday night, they'll have most of it figured out. There will be problems, especially when they get into the trade situation, especially when you get into the muting situation and who's going to be on and who's going to be off. But I think that the reason you're hearing about a lot of trade activity in this particular draft is because it is such a strong draft and it's such a really good first round. There are a lot of players that people are kind of clamoring to get to, and the phone will be ringing a lot. People are excited about this draft and this talent. There are some quarterbacks that people have their eyes on. Obviously the tackles, the receivers. And so, yeah, I do think it could be one where you see some movement.
Mary Kay, what would surprise you in the first round for the Browns?
Nothing. Nothing would surprise me. I could see them trading up. I could see them staying where they're at. I could see them trading for Trent Williams, as we've been saying all along. I could see them trading down and getting another left tackle or someone else there. So, I'm prepared for anything, and I know that Andrew Berry is too. I know that they have, again, like they said, contingency plans for their contingency plans. I'm sure that they've worked out parameters of trades for certain people. I think they know who the players on their own roster that they're willing to deal. I think they've had those conversations with people already, and I think they're really super prepared.
That's great. Contingency plans for their contingency plans. That's funny.
Yep.
Mary Kay, I was going to say, on Tuesday, when all the draft talk is said and done, or maybe on a Wednesday, I think the reality sets in of what's actually going to happen this year in the NFL. Do you have any thoughts on that? And, you know, what the timeline that the NFL feels like they might need to make decisions on, playing a shorter schedule, or, I mean, worst case scenario, you know, scrapping the complete schedule at all. I mean, do you have any kind of feeling on a timeline of what the NFL is looking at as far as what's after this draft?
Well, the NFL has consistently maintained that they expect to play a full season and they expect to have fans in the stands. So that is their story for now. I think that is what the president wants to happen. I think that's what Roger Goodell wants to happen. It seems to me that things are accelerating right now towards trying to get this country open as fast as possible and as thoroughly as possible. So as of right now, I think it's all systems go. And if they have to dial it back from there, you know, then they will, depending on what kind of treatments and vaccines are available. But I think the push is to have the NFL be business as usual.
And to be, you would think that the NFL wants to be, you know, the league that says, okay, we're going to get us back to normal in some ways. I mean, they've been the one league that's kind of, they've had the luxury of not having to play, But I also think they've also have a chance to, you know, be leaders in trying to get us back to normal.
Well, I mean, as you can see, they conducted free agency on time. They're conducting the draft on time, and they're sending a very clear and strong message that they expect to have a full season on time. You know, maybe it's wishful thinking, but it seems as though they're speaking that into existence, and I think that it's something that, again, that the president really wants to happen. And, you know, even when you look at what's going on in Ohio right now, it seems like life is going to start getting back to normal, you know, maybe even a little bit faster than some of us expected.
Sounds good. Mary Kay, thank you. We'll be looking forward to all of your draft coverage coming up over the next 2 days. And, of course, we'll have our eyes peeled to your Twitter account here, especially on Thursday morning where you've had such good success in the past and letting us know exactly what the Browns are going to do before it happens. So thank you, Mary Kay. We appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
All right, Mary Kay. We'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerInCleveland.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.